Thank you very much.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
And thanks for spending money in Sussex County.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing good. Well, now we're past our time. We'll do our 10:30 public hearing. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Now is the time and place for a public hearing on the Bayless Estates annexation into the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. There will be a presentation made by representatives from the county's engineering department. After they make that brief presentation, the county council will have an opportunity to pose any questions. After that, the floor will be open to anyone who would like to comment on that. If you do like to wish to comment, please come forward, give us your name and address at the podium, and there's also a sheet to sign your name and address at at the podium. After that, the public hearing will be closed and the council may act on this. So representatives from the engineer's office is going to speak.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Rob Davis with the Utility Planning Division of the Sussex County Engineering Department. The public hearing this morning will consider a property owner's request to annex a parcel of land into the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. The area being considered is located on the easterly side of Mount Joy Road. You can follow along with me on the map at the front and in your packet, Mount Joy Road. West of the intersection of John Williams Highway, Route 24. A Royal Farm store is in the area for a landmark, as well as a Catholic church and the Nanticoke Indian Museum on the opposite corner. The parcel adjoins the existing sanitary sewer district. A written request to annex the parcel and a $1,500 application fee has been provided by the property owner. I came to County Council on November 13th, 2012, and received permission to prepare and post public hearing notices for today's public hearing. Notices were posted at 5 locations in the existing district and at 4 locations on the area being considered for annexation. The notice was advertised in the Sussex Post and posted on the county's website. The notice was also included in today's electronic packet that's available online to the public as well as to you all. There have been no questions or comments received so far. The parcel is approximately 75.48 acres and is proposed for development into 99 single-family lots with a clubhouse and a pool. The developer will be responsible for approximately $364,500 in systems connection fees, if approved. Any questions?
Any questions from council?
So for 99 lots, we're talking about an overall connection fee of $364,500, if I understand you correctly.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Per lot.
So, yeah.
Plus EDUs for the clubhouse and pool.
I didn't figure out what per lot. I was interested to see how much it was per lot, but that's all right. I think you're absolutely right.
That's close. It's a little off because of the clubhouse. But.
Okay. Any other questions from council? If not, is there anyone here in the public that would like to address this issue and to be heard? If so, come forward. Anyone from the public that would like to speak on this issue? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing in this matter, and the council may act if you desire at this time.
We'll close the public hearing for the public comment. What's the pleasure, council?
Go ahead. I think I'm ready.
I'll read the short title.
Yes, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District to include a parcel of land located north of County Road 297, being situated in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
And a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deemer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deemer.
Yes, I'm very happy about it. Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Parker, I know he was just here.
He's out in the hall.
He'll be right back. Okay. We'll move to Andy Wright.
These are all the people that I've got.
And we'll come back to Mr. Parker.
Good morning, Council.
Morning, sir.
Those of you who don't know me, I'm Andy Wright. I'm your chief of the Building Code Department. I come before you today just to ask your consideration in moving forward to the 2012 international codes that are out published now. And I ask this for two reasons. One is every 5 to 6 year annual rotation, the insurance service organization rates our county area as far as how it reflects home owners' insurance rates. And this time in September of this year, we were rated, and the time it's come in because we have already issued or had a prior code that was back in 2005. At that time, we were in good standings. Now, this might be a time where we might regress in our premium rates.
Really?
Yes.
As to what date? When would that be effective? Is that for sure, or is that just something that they predict?
They predict within the next year.
Okay.
Like I said, from this time where we were analyzed in September mm-hmm. till now, that we, you know, their report says that the regression will come into effect if we don't make the appropriate steps. The other reason would be more to advantageous with the other municipalities, jurisdictions, neighboring counties, that everybody else, it seems like they're moving forward to be on board with the 2012 edition. One mainly is Millsboro. They have already now enforcing it and has adopted it. Other municipalities are probably within the end of this year, beginning next year, will come on board with that as well. Therefore, you know, we could be coinciding with them and be all one level playing field with everyone. And basically, like I said, those are my two main reasons for asking you to take this in consideration to move forward with it.
And that board specifically requested that we do that in order to prevent that increase in insurance premiums?
That's correct.
Was it very specific, right?
Yes. Okay. And the other thing is, if we come on board and do decide to go with that, builders, homeowners that build throughout the county or other jurisdictions, they wouldn't have to worry about what codes each of them is issuing or reviewing under. They would be all more on a consistent basis.
Yeah, it would be easier.
Exactly.
And that, I assume that came ISO probably. Was that ISO was who did the ratings?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay. Yes, sir.
Mr. Phillips, you had a question.
When you talk about insurance rates, are you talking about the citizens themselves?
Yes. Yes, okay. It reflects everybody. Any homeowners, you go purchase a new house that was just recently constructed. You go to your homeowner's insurance company, and they basically, my understanding is they look at it and say, oh, well, Sussex County was under the 2003 when your house was built. However, it's such an outdated code. I don't know as far as nickels and dimes, but it may increase your insurance premium versus if we had a newer code. So ultimately, it comes down to the homeowner is saving them money as well.
Right. And then there also a change, a recommended change about the windows and at the coastline that now is required, that we can lower that down and save them a lot of money.
In the past edition, the 2012, the American Society of Civil Engineers have revamped their wind zone, therefore putting Sussex County out of where we stand now. So therefore, there's no higher requirements for windows or strapping that ultimately would reduce the contractors or the homeowners' cost in the new construction.
Save money, certainly. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So how am I going to save money on my home that's been built 50 years by voting for this?
Honestly, it probably will not affect that. It really is on the new construction.
It's only on new construction.
New construction,
right?
Yes. And also with this day and time, with the economy the way it is, would that be a plus that the council would say that we're for that, where we could save it the constituents or the county mm-hmm. money?
So what if we didn't do it? What's the chance of any kind of liability?
Liability would not be none. The worst part of it is that, again, when it comes time to a homeowner to obtain new homeowner's insurance, they'll just be paying at a higher premium probably.
Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't be held liable for, say, damages or injuries as a result of the fact that we did not go up to the 2012.
No.
Okay.
Yes, I wanted to inform council as well that we've been in touch with the ISO. I contacted them directly. Part of their reclassification survey is to notify the municipalities first of their intent and giving us time, as Mr. Wright indicated, to address some of the concerns that they have made aware of. They are now aware that we are reviewing their survey and taking some of these options under consideration, and if it's council's desire, at the beginning of next year, we could take the time to review the 2012 edition and then bring that back to you for consideration.
Yeah, I've had a lot of building in my district, and I have had complaints about it.
Actually, Mr. Olson, I'm glad you said what you did, because that's exactly what I had on my mind. Time. How do you know, some are just automatically saying, here, let's vote for this or whatever.
No, I'm not asking that today.
No, not today. This was something they can
okay,
review.
Just bring it to your attention that these are the circumstances.
Do you have a list on file of builders that you can send this information to so we could get their feedback?
Mm-hmm. Sure can.
I guess they wouldn't like it.
Oh, I don't necessarily think that's the case.
I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. I would think
the
builders would like it, from the fact that if we're at 2003
mm-hmm. yeah.
and different towns around us are 2010, 2012,
I think it's
confusing. You know, when the builder comes in, say the town of Georgetown, to build a house.
Not just builders.
And if he goes out 2 miles in the country to build a house, he's got a different set of rules to live by. Well, that would be much more difficult to deal with.
Right.
And there's
but
also
their
the
estimates.
Design professionals as well, the ones out there planning the houses, they could be on an even, mm-hmm. even
sure.
scale as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, the estimates would be.
Okay, well, Mr. Lawson, I'm sorry, Mr. Phillips.
I mean, I'm scrolling through here. One that caught my eye is the automatic fire sprinkler system. 2003, none required, but in 2012, it says automatic residential fire sprinkler system shall be installed in townhouses and in 1 and 2 family dwellings.
That's correct. That is a provision that's in this code.
But we can exempt
however,
that.
Yes, meeting up with local jurisdictions, other neighboring counties, everybody else at this point has exempted out for residential single and 1 and 2 family dwellings.
I think that was in my bill for as far as adequate public facilities.
How about things like churches and community halls?
The code as far as the type of construction, how many the occupant load they have, what the actual occupancy use is.
Square footage.
Correct.
10,000 square feet required by state fire marshal.
Well, fire marshal's already involved this thing.
Yep.
Head over heels in it.
Yep.
Sometimes a little ridiculous, I think.
Be straightforward.
Anything else?
Be straightforward with either
curious.
the commercial side.
The wind resistance, are we predicted to have more wind or higher winds or lower winds? Where are we on that was changed?
We are still in a hurricane prone region, but however,
yes.
we're not in the high wind zone. Therefore, they figured there's not going to be much debris blowing around from a storm due to have to prevent the damage.
Okay.
Is my understanding from them. Phillips, to get back to you, as far as that, the commercial side, the code of it, really there's nothing out changing. Therefore, churches, businesses really will not be affected too much by a newer standard. However, the single family, that is one clause in the provisions. Again, as Mr. Vincent said, we can curtail that to our needs.
It says 2003, no carbon monoxide alarms were required. In 2012, they will be required outside of
yes.
each
yes.
sleeping
area. Any home that has any type of carbon monoxide preventing appliance, gas furnaces, anything mm-hmm. like that, they should have some type of protection to say if there's a leak, if the appliance is not operating to its efficient, mm-hmm. it will give off alarm to let the occupants know, hey, there's something wrong with it.
And fire protection of floors, none required in 2012, there'll be some. Has there been any thought to putting a dollar figure on each one of these additions?
Not by me personally. I do know the Delaware Home Association of Builders probably could enlighten us on as far as how much that cost that would inflect as far as builder homeowners, that sort of thing.
Okay.
That's the part that I was thinking the builders might not like, because their estimates are going to be higher. Yeah. You know, as far as steps outside getting into the house, I went door to door. So many steps were so narrow, and my big foot wouldn't fit on them. And I noticed that came out as part of this. I would hope that we have more, what is it, not the rise, but the other. I hope that we would make some deeper steps. I guess that's the point. Anyway, they're small, a lot of them.
And again, we can just enforce the minimum what we adopt, and that's...
They're actually dangerous. that they are so difficult to negotiate.
That's strictly residential, though, right?
And there will
yes,
be
residential, bit, yes.
There will be a public hearing
sure.
on this.
Sure.
Yes, I mean, we would entertain, if you take this under consideration.
If you work with Mr. Lawson, and after the first year, bring something back to us, and we can address it.
We certainly can.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Parker.
Morning.